I would be alone for a time, alone to know the sorrow and regret. That is the lot of a father when he has lost a child.
You have just listened to a reading of Thor number 307, May the year 1981.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Baby.
past 5 in the morning, almost 10 past 5, CKUW. This show has been, just get into it, comic book radio theater. I do not feel like reading live anymore over the air. Nope, not anymore. Like I said back there, I want to take things easy. So what I have done, I have dipped my hand into the archives, and I want to read to you which comic book. It's Teenage Love number 83. It was put out there on the newsstands in April of 1972. Now I gotta say this. This is like a love romance thing. That's what the story is all about. I gotta say. These stories, they could have been originally created back in the 1950s. So they might be politically incorrect. They might be. Do not come after me with the PC police. I'm just reading you a story that exists out there, okay? I just want to say that. I also want to tell you this. Back in April of 1972, if you were looking for brand new music out there, you wanted a new record, tape cassette, 8-track, what could you get that was brand new? New for you back then was some ZZ Top. And I gotta say this song, if I was a pro wrestler, like an old school pro wrestler, this song by ZZ Top, this would be my ring song. This would be my ring entrance song. No doubt about it. Listen to the song from ZZ Top. It's called Just Got Paid. Anyway, I'm not going to become a pro wrestler, so it's not going to happen. We will also hear from CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. So, yes, CCR and ZZ Top. When I reach the end of this story, the last one I'll read to you tonight. Teenage Love, number 83, from April of 1972. Let's get with it. It's comic book radio theater. Hear it all night long, every Saturday, 1 to 6 in the morning. Comic book radio theater. It's on CKUW, the 95.9 FM. Thank you.
keyboard control set and go. When Beth and Alan met at a party, it was love at first sight. After a rapturous courtship and an ecstasy-filled honeymoon, they returned to their lovely modern apartment in Chicago to live happily ever after. But now, they weren't following the script. This wasn't happily ever after street after all. Beth and Alan in Can Love Die So Quickly? No woman can look this ghastly unless she's trying. What's wrong with the way I look? You can't expect me to look glamorous all the time. Couldn't you do something with that hair? And where'd you get this witch coat from? On our honeymoon, you wore cute little negligees. That was Bermuda. This is Chicago. And I'd freeze myself if I wore them now. Ah! Why don't you admit it, Alan? You can't stand me anymore. I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying, Beth. We're only been married for 6 weeks. We have to give it a chance, I guess. That's just great. You're gonna make an effort to live in the same house with me. A fine basis for any happy marriage. Well, I'm not exactly crazy about you either, Alan. Everyone we know will laugh themselves silly if we break up now. But I know that this marriage won't ever last. I don't even want it to!
So that's what Beth and Alan's marriage had become, a carefully staged sham to fool their friends. Mutually agreed upon that when enough time has passed, they'll end the disaster.
Seth was saying last night how we hardly ever see you two lately. You know how it is, lovebirds and all that jazz.
Alan and Beth dance closely with each other. Beth shares a private thought with Alan.
Don't worry, I won't keep you tied down much longer. You can have any girl you like then.
Beth persuaded Alan to sublet their apartment so they could move out of the neighborhood where they had so many friends.
in the new apartment. She explained why.
We'll split the expenses on the apartment. We each cook for ourselves, and you'll do half the cleaning too. But you have your own friends, I'll have mine. I won't date or have a boyfriend as long as we're married. I expect the same from you.
Ignoring Alan, Beth went her own way, changing gradually from the young lady he'd married.
I thought you had to wear eyeglasses to see anything. I'm wearing them. Contact lenses. Bye-bye, Alan. Bye-bye.
And then later...
I think I warned you. I'm having friends in tonight. You can't sit around looking like that.
That's what you think. It's half my living room. And just, who are these friends anyhow? We're still legally married. I'm staying here. I'm staying right put.
And so Alan did stay put.
I've never been to a baby shower with just one man present. Beth, isn't he not allowed? Oh, you poor child. My sister married a man like him. I know what you have to put up with.
And later in the evening...
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you say it was for a baby shower from that woman in your office, Ben?
It was none of your business. Now get out of my room!
Alan was no slouch at swinging. That's always been his bag. In fact, he had always thought Beth... sort of a drag. Don't wait up, baby. This blast will last to dawn. I'll be rocking till midnight.
Oh, he's all lit up. He thinks he's really cool. I know the people giving the party, too. Let me get dressed up. All right, Alan. With my tight black and red miniskirt, we'll see who waits up for who.
But... when Beth arrived at the party, Alan was really living it up on the dance floor.
Oh, look at him. He's having a ball. Well, I'll swing a little too. Hey, dinner tomorrow, Edward? Check with me later. Meanwhile, let's move it around.
Who's the chick who turned you off?
I thought I knew. This new Beth, a stranger to Alan, fascinated him.
You're not going out on the streets in those clothes, are you?
Why not? It's the latest style. I think they make me look great, don't you?
I think they're gross.
Alan kicks over a garbage can in frustration.
I'd like to beat some sense into that chick.
Beth's parents didn't suspect anything was wrong, and her father gave them tickets to the theater, and neither of them would agree to give up his or her half of the gift, so...
Alan's mad because the man on my right is looking at my legs. He doesn't know what the play is all about.
And afterwards, the play.
Lincoln or not, I'm gonna take you home. Any girl who looks like you isn't safe alone at night.
Oh, you mean I'm not that hag you said I was after we got back from our honeymoon?
If you were a hag, if you looked the way you do now, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Well, that's a splendid basis for a lasting marriage. Just as long as I look terrific, you'll stay married to me. I've got a beautiful old age to look forward to, haven't I? Do you remember the negligee I wore the night of our honeymoon?
I'll never forget it, Beth. Why are you?
Yes, Alan, I've decided to wear it again.
Beth, you'll always be beautiful to me. The end. We'll return with Teenage Love number 83 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, I might just run without my headphones, I think. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Extra large super nail kits! Stop ugly nails! Build them up in minutes into long, beautiful nails. Now with Charles Below Incorporated. They bring you for the first time at only $1.98 the amazing scientific liquid fingernail builder called Magic Nail Formula Number 77. It actually builds up fingernails to any length desired in minutes. Not a weak paste on nail. Oh no. Magic Nail Formula Number 77 is a wonderful liquid. It is brushed on a nail polish on your own fingernails, and it hardens into glamorous long fingernails that are stronger than your own. It becomes part of your own fingernails and may be filed, cut, and shaped. Magic Nail Formula Number 77 also repairs and smooths broken and chewed nails. Used by millions. Don't hide your hands. Now you can show them off.
guaranteed 100% to give you long, beautiful fingernails in minutes. Only $1.98. Never before at this low price. Here's what some users of Magic Nail Formula 77 have to say about it.
As a housewife, my fingernails are always broken and short. My hands look right ugly. In minutes with your Magic Nail Formula number 77, I made my nails long and beautiful. It's easy to use. My nails never break, and they never ever, and they last and last and last.
Miss Edith Dick, Brooklyn, New York.
I use
Magic Nail Formula number 77 on my young daughter's nails before. She always chewed them short, and they looked horrible. They're beautiful now and so strong. She can't chew them. She can't chew them now.
Mr. Randy Zonkers of Brooklyn, New York. Rush your order now. Only $1.98, never before at this low price. To Charles Malot Incorporated, P.O. Box 1996, Department C, Cedarhurst, New York, zip code 11516. Guaranteed lovely, glamorous nails, extra large super nail kits. Stop ugly nails from Charles Malot Incorporated. You can lose 6 to 16 pounds. Be 3 inches slimmer in just days. Without drugs or starvation diets by wearing Anita Jolie's Sauna Slimmer. Yes, you can lose 6 to 16 pounds or even more by means of this amazing revolutionary plan that has been so successful. The Anita Jolie plan is a safe way to reduce for those who are serious about wanting to look and feel attractive again. Women the world over have become slender through sauna slimming underwear garments that are based on the scientific acknowledged process of breaking down pads of unnecessary and excess water. All you have to do is wear Anita Jolie's sauna slimmers around the house for an hour or two every day, or at night when you're asleep, and follow the simple plan. Wear it invisibly under your clothes if you wish. You can take inches off in no time.
Guaranteed. For if any reason the sauna slimming garment and plan do not do everything we say, simply return it, and on refund, you will be sent to you at once.
To send for Anita Jolie's sauna slimmers, check below for A for chest and arms, $6.95. B for waist, hips, and thighs, $9.25. C, hips, thighs, and legs right down to the feet, $8.95. Or D, a combined model for the whole body, $19.95. Send it all to Anita Jolie's sauna slimmers, 7471 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90046.
You can lose 6 to 16 pounds and be 3 inches slimmer in just days
with Anita Jolie's sauna slimmers. We now return to Teenage Love number 83. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. Ruthie and Michelle in The Misfit.
Barry Wozniak asked me
need to go to the senior prom. I managed to mumble a gracious acceptance speech. Something like, what? Who, me? But then it was said. However, my mom made me phone Barry Wozniak and invite him over a few times before the prom. And that was a mistake.
Oh, you stepped on my foot. I think you broke my toe, Ruthie.
Stop acting like a baby, Barry. I told you, I don't dance. Why don't you go home, eh?
Oh, think my broken foot will heal in time for the prom, Ruthie.
If you show up here, I'll break your other foot, fatso. Oh, it isn't any use, Mother. I'm a social misfit. Oh, so was I at your age, Ruthie. I guess I still am. That's when Aunt Louise, my father's sister, asked me to spend the summer with them. My cousin Michelle would be glad for me to come, she said. Oh, Ruthie, we're so glad to see you. Thanks for inviting me, Aunt Louise. Hi, Michelle. You haven't changed, Ruthie. I know. I'm still knock-kneed, awkward, and immature. If that's what you mean. Oh, Ruthie, darling, you've got a marvelous sense of humor. Some of the kids are usually around the pool every day, Ruthie. You'll never be lonely here. Sometimes I like to be alone, Michelle. Michelle, oh lovely, so graceful, Michelle, came with me to help me unpack. And she had a few things to tell me.
Your mother and my mother discussed you thoroughly, because, you know, it makes me really mad to see someone with your potential looking the way you do.
You're putting me on, Michelle. It isn't an act.
Look, Ruthie, you and I are going to do some special exercises. My mother showed me a few years ago.
In a leotard, Michelle looked even nicer. They even had one that fit me. I almost cried when I looked at myself in the mirror. Wow! I shoot myself before I go near a swimming pool in a suit, Michelle.
Just wait, cousin. may hate me before the summer's over. But you won't be bashful about wearing a bathing suit, Cousin Ruthie. You won't be bashful.
Michelle naturally had boyfriends, and I met dozens of them. After a while, I stopped blushing and stammering when I talked to them. They didn't care about me anyhow. Michelle's with Tony and Rick. You'll find them at the Purple Pit Cafe, probably. Don't mind me if I don't stop exercising.
Actually, I thought I'd hang around with you for a while.
What, me? What for? I mean, sure, I've got a great mind and all, but who cares?
That's it. I love you for your beautiful mind. Are you going to go swimming now?
Sure. I do 30 laps in the morning, 30 laps at night.
Groovy. This chick doesn't even know she's out of sight.
Michelle helped me pick out some threads. A hot pants outfit I just bought for a joke. I mean, old spindle shanks me never could wear hot pants. But nobody laughed. Kinky, huh? Girls don't really think hot pants look good, do they? I'd hate you if... I knew you didn't really mean that, Ruthie. As Edward says, you're out of sight. Gradually, like later that same night, when we arrived at home and Ed passionately clutched me to his manly bosom, I got the idea that they were taking me seriously. I mean me! Hey, cool it, Edward. This is Ruthie. I'm cast as the girl who never gets the guy.
You break me up, Ruthie. You're really groovy. You don't take anything seriously.
Yes, Edward. I take you seriously. I think you're a super fine fella. That was my thanks for being such a sweet guy. See you tomorrow, okay?
Naturally. I'll sleep out beside the pool.
Later, when Michelle and I were ready to hit the sack. Edward's for real, is he? I mean, I've never really had a boy wig out for me before.
Eddie is more perceptive than the others, Cousin Ruthie. You've lost your slouch. Your figure is fabulous, and you're not playing anymore.
I still don't believe it. I know Edward likes me, but we're just buddies, you know?
You've really worked hard all summer, Ruthie. Look, I'm going to have a dress-up party this weekend, an end-of-the-summer bash. You're going to find out that there isn't only Edward who digs you.
Thank you. This time, Michelle picked a micro mini skirt for me. She made me get beads, kinky earrings, the whole bit. I really liked what I saw.
Ruthie, baby, just remember old Edward when the crowd thins out. You'll look unbelievable.
That's very lovely speech, Edward. Me and Edward walk into the party hand in hand. Oh, Michelle, Ruthie is like a whole new person. It hadn't spoiled her one minute. We're gonna room together at university, Mom. With her around, maybe the boys will give me a chance to study.
I went on the dance floor and thought some things out. I'm not the gorgeous creature Edward thinks I am. But I'm not self-conscious and miserable the way I was either.
I'm going to State College this fall, Ruthie. Look, I want to date you. I mean, if you got the time and all.
Michelle and I will be glad to see you, Tony. Now, let's get back inside. Stop being such a grump, Edward. Tony's nice, but you're much nicer. I'm flying home tomorrow, Edward. I'll write if you'll answer my letters. I'll be with Michelle at school this fall.
I won't be far away, Ruthie. I'll get to see you.
I guess when Edward kissed me goodnight, that was when I knew it was all for real. And I'll never be a wallflower again. When I flew home the next day, Mother looked at me. I knew she was puzzled. There's something different about you, dear, but I can't put my finger on it. I'm wearing eyeshadow, Mom. That must be it.
The end.
Have just listened to a reading of Teenage Love number 83, April, the year 1972.
Full of time. Sweet Hitchhiker. The last hit song by CCR before they broke up forever. Sweet Hitchhiker. I'm going to thumb my way out of this episode of Comic Book Radio Theater. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. Join me next Saturday, late night, CKUW 95.9 FM. I'll read you some more comic books. All right. Tally-ho, ta-ta, cheerios to all. Thank you for listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are the University of Winnipeg.